Not far outside Viroqua, you can find Judy Wubenhorst's farm. The property has four towering silos. The driveway is bumpy with deeply treaded tractor tire tracks. A parked blue Ford tractor rumbles as a dog rushes over to bark at visitors. Wubenhorst and her husband ran the farm for years, until he died from cancer in 2006. And then in 2007, while battling breast cancer, she developed a rare disease that can make moving excruciatingly painful.
I went from being perfectly capable to milk cows to a complete invalid. I couldn't even stand up by myself.
The ailment is called stiff person syndrome, a condition that can make muscles and limbs in the upper body painfully rigid. Wubenhorst says it can make simple tasks such as standing up or sitting down agonizing.
It's pain and it's stiffness and they've got me on, I was on a whole bunch of medication, and I finally decided that that wasn't the route to go because I was so over-medicated, I wasn't myself.
Wubenhorst wanted to somehow regain what the disease took from her. If she couldn't milk cattle, she says she could at least regain control of the farm's day-to-day operations. She says moving to town wasn't an option. The farm meant too much to her, and it was in the family for too long to walk away now.
My dad was born and raised here. The farm was bought in 1917 or 18. And I like cows. I really like cows. I like registered cows. I like show cows.
Wubenhorst contacted a program called AgriBility. It's a partnership between UW Extension and Easter Seals, Wisconsin. Rehabilitation specialists with the program help the sick or injured work on their farms again. Specialist Bruce Whitford worked with Wubenhorst.
Her issue was really in mobility and being able to needing to be able to get it back on the farm operation out of her house so she could go out and do some supervisory tasks out on the farm, I guess, rather than looking out the window watching her farm go by.
Whitford arranged for Wubenhorst to receive a Kubota. It's a small truck complete with a cab and dump box. It's about the size of a golf cart. Now she could supervise the operation of the farm.
If anything's going to happen, I have the final say.
Whitford also arranged to have a remote-controlled door put into the feed room in Wubenhorst's barn. Those upgrades don't allow her to do everything she could on the farm before the onset of the disease, but Wubenhorst says she's grateful she can serve a role. Whitford says she's like most of his clients. These are farmers who do not want to consider moving to town.
Predominantly, that's the feeling and comments that I get from basically everybody I work with. We don't want to go to town and live. We want to stay here on the farm. We love the cows or we love the machinery. I love watching the crops grow. And I've been here for 40 years, and my dad was here for 40 years before that, and my grandfather. And this is a lifestyle that we love, and that's what we want to stay, if at all possible.
AgriBility serves around 450 clients a year in Wisconsin with a staff of four rural regional rehabilitation specialists. Operation costs are paid through a federal grant with support also from the Wisconsin Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.